it's time to talk about accessible technology, and RNIB have got a fantastic piece of kit. You will have heard about it, I would imagine. It's called In Your Pocket, and it's recently had some more additional functions added to it. Here to tell us more about In Your Pocket, I have Mohamed Atif from RNIB Technology for Life team. Hi, Mohamed.
Hello, Simon. How are you going?
Not bad, my friend. And this piece of kit is quite amazing, but just run over roughly what it is.
So the In Your Pocket device is a accessible media device. So you can access books, magazines, newspapers, podcasts, all by voice on, essentially it's a smartphone. And basically it doesn't act as a smartphone initially, but the phone functions have been added. We'll move on to that later on. But initially it's everything's done by voice. So for example, if you were looking for a book in the RNIB library, LibriVox, Project Gutenberg, etc., you can search for a book by title, by author, or you can say part of the title even, or the author's surname, for example. So you could say, search books by Dickens, and it will, I'm sure there's more than Charles Dickens out there, so it will fill all those books just by that criteria, for example. You can also say, you know, read today's Mirror, or read the sports section of The Sun, or whatever you need, really. Or you can say, search magazines for cookery, and it will give you magazines with title cookery, and it will, you know, you can just go through them. You can move from section to section by voice. You can move backwards. You can move forwards. You can increase and decrease the speed that the book or magazine is playing at. You can also download podcasts. Say, for example, you want to listen to The Archers or the football podcast or something. You could just say, search podcast with title The Archers, and it will go away and search and bring it back to you, and you can listen to it at your perusal. One thing you will need, or two things you will need, if you don't have Wi-Fi connection, which is a wireless connection in your home or wherever you are when you're using the In Your Pocket device, you can use mobile data. The device comes with 3 gig of mobile data, so you can use that out and about even. So you can use the In Your Pocket from your pocket, if you know what I mean. On the train, on the bus, when you're out and about walking, you can connect a pair of headphones, standard headphones, and you can use it on a loudspeaker as well.
And it's all voice controlled, which is the amazing thing, isn't it?
Everything is voice controlled, apart from when you need to set it up for the first time. Because when you do the initial Wi-Fi setup, you do need to use the keyboard that pops up to enter your key. Obviously, it's a password, so you can't dictate a password. So you do need to have interaction with the screen at that point. You may benefit from getting a family member or friend to sort that bit out for you. Once the password's been set, everything is by voice. So there's two devices. We had a Samsung device, which is being phased out now, but now we've got a Doro device. And on the Doro device, below the screen, there's three buttons, and you can press any of those three buttons, wait for the little tone that indicates that you can start speaking, and you can give it the instructions.
And the feedback's been pretty good, hasn't it?
Feedback's been excellent, really, really good, because there's no sort of set up to actually use the device. For example, it's very, very minimal. It's very, very intuitive. It's very easy to use right out of the box. When you receive the device, it comes with a SIM card already inserted, so you don't need to do anything fiddly with that, taking off the back cover, inserting the battery, all that kind of stuff. All that's been done for you. And then the newest feature, also, Simon, just wanted to talk about, was the phone feature, which has been introduced now with the In Your Pocket device, where you can phone people. So before, you used to only get the 3 gigabyte of data, but now you get 600 minutes, 1,000 texts, and 3 gigabyte of data for £22 a month on a 24-month contract. So with the phone, you can say, call Simon, for example, if you're in my contacts, and it will call you. Or I can say, call 0141, etc., and it will go away and call that number. Or I can add you to my contacts. I can say, add a contact, and it will say the first name or number of your contact. And I can say, Simon Pawley, and I can say your number, and it will say, Simon Pawley, and then your number added to contacts. You know, it is as simple as that. You can read messages as well. So if you receive a message on your phone, on your pocket device, you can say read messages and it will read them in a voice. You don't need to have any technology experience or knowledge to actually use this device. My guarantee is that you will be confident on it very, very quickly.
What you're trying to say is that even I could use that.
I won't go that far.
So you give us a cost. It's £22 a month for a two-year contract then?
So yes, the device is available for £22 per month on a 24-month contract, which is 2 years. Or you can buy it outright for £520, which will give you all of the services that I've just described. After the two-year contract expires, you can negotiate with Real Thing, who are the sellers and UK distributors of this device, for a new contract, for example. We don't currently know, if you didn't want that contract, whether the device, the smartphone that it comes on, can be just transferred into a normal device. Then we don't know that at the moment. That's still in development and discussion. It used to be sold by RNIB before, this device, but now it's sold by Real Thing. And if you were to contact the RNIB Technology for Life team, we would give you their details, or you can just type in your pocket accessible media device into a web search and you'll get their website.
No, it certainly seems to be one of these pieces of kit. It's a bit like the pen friend, isn't it? Every now and again you get a piece of kit that just seems to think outside the box, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes. It's a revolution because people have been asking, generally, like mainstream smartphones and tablets don't have the facility to do everything by voice. You have to have interaction with the screen. But with this, you don't need to have any interaction with the screen apart from when you need to put your password in for your Wi-Fi. And once that's done, you know, you are set to go.
And, you know, can you use it out with this country?
No, unfortunately not. You have to be able to use it within the UK because it's using O2, which are UK-based. So, no, in answer to your question, only in the UK.
Probably just as well. It's just something else to lose, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. Well, where have I left my in-your-pocket device or something, you know?
Which pocket is it in?
Which pocket is it in, exactly?
So if you're at home, you're thinking, sounds quite interesting, this. Or maybe another piece of kit that you'd like some questions on. Then RNIB Technology for Life team are always on the ball and there to give you some advice.
Yes, absolutely. You can call us by phone or by email. The phone number, our direct phone number, is 0207 391 2280. Or you can contact us through the RNIB helpline. That's 0303 123 9999. Or we have an email that you can use where you can send the inquiry, include your contact details. And that address is TFL, which stands for Technology for Life, at rnib.org.uk.
Thank you for that. And as I say, somebody will get you pointed in the right direction with that. It's a pleasure to chat with you, Mohammed. Mohammed Atif from RNIB Technology for Life.
Pleasure as always, Simon. Thank you.